the flag on that
he
one.
He was lucky on that one, because if it didn't go out, that would have been a live ball deep in their territory.
Yes, yes. And that ball is, you would think they'd be able to get up in the air and kick it, but they're kicking just a split kick along the ground.
And it, that's a situation almost like a bunt down the first baseline. Do you pick it up? Do you not? Do you pick it up? And if you don't do it too late, you know the guy's already in first. So.
So that's a penalty that's going to give Ravenna decent
reference. Good baseball playoff reference. So.
Ravenna decent field position at their own 35 as they need to answer this 12-point scoring barrage here in the first little over one quarter of play. Shot in motion on the crossbuck. Boardman, the big guy, gets it. Falls forward for 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, just a good power play up the middle there. That big fullback pushing forward for 2 or 3 yards. But they're not getting the push. There's a big difference. That front four of Donovan Trumbull is really dominating both sides of the ball right now.
When we saw Ravenna against St. Cecilia a few weeks back, if Boardman can get beyond that, he's got the speed to take it to the next level for a few yards. I think it was a 60-yard touchdown run he had against their only touchdown. Sikowski, quarterback keeper, right side, forced out of bounds after about a 3-yard gain, but it'll bring up, again, a manageable third down and about 5 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
And that's what they need to do. They need to keep those manageable third down plays, keep the clocks, move the chains, and use up time, because the more their offense is on the field, that's the best defense they've had tonight.
I know they can't do this because they don't play with the same number of guys, but I'd almost pay to see a Gilder Donovan Trumbull matchup at this point and then take the over-under at about 150. You know?
Yep.
10:05 to go, second period. Sikowski, shotgun, single set back with him. They send a man now in motion. That is shot. They hand it off. No, they're going to keep it on the ground with the quarterback keeping the ball, and he'll get dragged down from behind, about a 1-yard loss. It'll be 4th down and 6. So Ravenna is stopped again, and this time, the moment of truth, you got to punt into the wind.
Yeah, and he wanted to pitch that ball. It was a smart decision not to, because that would have resulted in a turnover. Good pressure on the outside, or that could have been a big play. At least you have the chance to punt it now.
Craig, you said if Boardman can get to that second level, he can get there, but this Donovan Trumbull D-line is not letting him, and that's key.
4th down, punting situation. Good snap. Kick is ridiculous.
Sideways.
It just basically, he just went net minus one. No, net minus seven. It bounced beyond the original line of scrimmage. And there's nothing you can say or do about that other than the coach makes the decision, we ain't a punting anymore.
No, not into this win. He literally tried to angle it a little bit and tried to get a little bit of that rugby-style kick out of it, and it literally is like hitting a slice into the wind. It took off the wrong direction.
Yeah. It looked like one of those, when your kids in Whammo had the frisbee, and you wanted to play it like a boomerang. That's what that football looked like. It went up and right back at him.
He just told your age with that whammo.
I know it.
Yeah. What's a whammo?
Jeff has no idea what you're talking about.
Wilt Fong, quarterback keeper, he faked it to the running back and then on the read play, took it himself down to about the 30-yard line.
But again, positive yardage, 2 or 3 yards, just a simple fake the ball there to the running back, and that just keeps that defense off balance.
Drive started at the 35 of Ravenna. Here comes Pfeiffer again, the jet sweep going to the right side, and he's got a little bit of running room and enough to make the first down. About an 8-yard gain on that. Boy, they've got him going to the left, flowing to the right, and then every so often it is Slough to just do whatever he do.
Do whatever he do. You're right. Some missed tackles out here. You're right. This is just a big push up front by those black shirts of the Cardinals.
Now they go with Wilt Fong in the gun. Here comes Slough, left side, got some running room down inside the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull. Wow.
Boy, did he bounce and cut and make some people miss and made that look really easy.
It is now 18-0. And Ravenna needs to solve that problem or we're going to have a running clock here in the second half.
Which will really slow down the night.
The thing is, Ravenna, as we said in our pregame prep, had three quality losses. They're 4-3. And what does that mean? Well, you don't like to lose, but the teams they lost to were pretty good ball clubs.
Yeah, Hastings, St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's, top five teams, and then Blue Hill, who's a really good team.
All right, point after attempt, firing into the end zone, complete that time for the two-point conversion. It is complete to Burr, and the score is now Donovan Trumbull 20, Ravenna nothing, with 8:27 to go in the half. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in a minute.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches, a split second, feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney, home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, and featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sikowski on the return gets it across the 25, 30, up to the 32, maybe 33-yard line. So, again, a nice return, decent field position for Ravenna, but they've got to finish this drive with a score.
They really need to score here before halftime. Especially going into this, wind's going to be a little tough, but they need to move the football and get a score here to keep this game from getting out of hand.
We've got 8:19 to do it, so clock is not a factor. The Blue Jays have Cody Eskrid in, coming in now as one of the tight ends. Up man is Boardman. Bach is the eye back. He'll take the give from Sikowski, and he's got a little bit of running room as he breaks three to the about the 35, 36-yard line. So a nice start on Ravenna's first opportunity to answer a 20-0 score right now.
Yeah, nice off-tackle play there. Jeff, got a couple of scores for us?
Yep. Here in C2, Thayer Central still leading St. Cecilia 7-6, and Sutton 14 over Superior. Blanking them right now, 14-0.
All right.
Break the huddle. Wide receiver to the left side. Under center is Sikowski. Hand off again goes to the tailback, and he's got some running room. That's Chance Bach for a first down. Across the 43 to about the 44-yard line. That'll move the sticks against the wind.
Yeah, against the wind. Nice little just off-tackle play. Getting in the power eye set, letting that big fullback knock you a hole. And he's having good patience getting up the field, running into the wind.
Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up in 7:31 off the clock.
Thought about Bob Seger there.
Well, it could have been inspirational. You'll get the symbolism of that song if you stand out here any period of time tonight. Sikowski with the eye formation. Bach dots the eye. This time the big guy Boardman gets the straight-ahead fullback give, and he'll fall forward for 2 or 3, maybe 4 yards. We'll see where they finally spot the ball. Looks like second down and 7 to go. So a 3-yard carry for Boardman.
Yeah, good movement this time. The Blue Jays are getting, found something going between those tackles, running straight between the guard and the tackle and getting some good, positive 3-4 yard gains on these into this wind.
Now Zika comes wide to the left side, eye formation, back in the tailback position, quarterback keeper, left side. There's a penalty marker down on the perimeter. That might be a hold.
Well, that'll be a hold. You can see it there on the left side of the line. Unfortunate, because that, like you guys had said, three really positive plays there to start their drive, and then this is not what they need, not with this win.
So, of course, that is a penalty marked off from the point of infraction, so we'll see where they set the ball up.
Well, and again, like most holding penalties, it really had no impact on the play. Well behind the play, and that's what drives the coaches crazy. If you held them to protect the quarterback or, you know, to stop a big sack, but it's usually some, you know.
Progress on that play would have been close to the 50. The ref stutter stepped at the 45-yard line and then marched it back 10 from that. So Ravenna second and 20 from their own 35. Again, option play. Quarterback tries to keep it and sneak through the hole after Boardman, the fullback, but no go there. Big wall. Tyler Douglas, I think, was the man that just kind of plugged everything up.
Well, and I think you're going to have to try to throw the ball here. I mean, I realize it's third and forever into this wind, but you're going to have to throw the ball. You're not going to get it.
I mean, your alternative is a short kick and giving Donovan Trumbull huge field position.
Well, with the last kick, we saw that it ended up as a negative. We'll see. This might be four down territory. It might try to cut it in half here, maybe.
Exactly.
Right.
Boardman standing next to Sikowski in the backfield. Double wides, double slots. Chance Bach goes in motion from the left to the right. Sikowski, quarterback keeper all the way. He'll get slammed down at the 30-yard line. So that was not a good call. And it'll be fourth down and 25 yards to go as they put it all the way back to the 30-yard line.
Great play on the outside by the linebacker. That strong side linebacker in the 4-4 came up and just blew that play up just like he's supposed to. Just tried to run a quarterback sweep, but no doing.
Here's fourth down. Boardman's in there to punt. But don't expect a whole lot of reversal of fortune here, because he's into the teeth of that wind at about 30 miles an hour. Oh, hey, nice kick, though. He got a low line drive out. He kind of falls at the 42-yard line. Picking it up is Slough. He goes to his left, then back to his right. He'll get caught up and taken down inside the 40 at about the 37-yard line. There's penalty markers on the field. So Boardman and company on special teams may have come up with a pretty nice play for Ravenna.
Yeah, nice play. He kept it low, kicked it like almost like a pass into that wind. And, yeah, it's going to be against Donovan Trumbull, so that is a big break.
Donovan didn't even have a man back because they thought, you know, with this win, they're going to get maybe like a 5-10-yard punt at best. That was a very good kick, a low liner like that. And you see Slough pick it up. I would have liked to see him just straight go. He tried to stretch it out. You know,
when you do that,
yep, you run the chance of having a hold penalty, which is exactly what happened. He maybe just needs to make a juke move, and he can go up and get 10, 15 yards that way. So,
if he'd have just fallen on where it was at, it would have been, you know, right there at the 40-yard
line. Right, exactly,
so,
yeah.
So. All right, here's the down and distance, though. Donovan Trumbull has the ball at their 25-yard line. Nowhere near a disaster, just a little bit of a surprise in terms of field position, because we didn't think he could flip field position on a night like tonight. Turns out we were wrong. Here comes Slough to the right side, and good pursuit there by Ravenna. Ravenna has not looked hapless on defense. They've got some good pursuit there, but they've not been able to hold Slough to no gainers too many times tonight.
Their problem is they're not holding the corners. They're not supporting on the outside, and they're allowing that sweep and those off-tackle plays to bounce to the outside. And the pursuit is chasing it, but there's nobody turning it back in, and that's creating big plays.
4:45 to go, first half. Pfeiffer gets the end around, jet sweep, left side, got some running room out to near the first down marker, which would be the 35 or 6-yard line. I think he got the first down.
Yeah, and he's just running, you know, those sweeps wide. You're getting your defensive end, your outside linebacker's got to get up the field and turn that play back. And they're waiting, they're catching the blocks. And that's just giving him, another first down?
It looks to be they have yes, they have. They officially pronounced it a first down. Donovan Trumbull is outside their 30-yard line now. Wiltfong in the gun. Slough gets the feed, and he'll be tackled immediately. Actually shy of the line of scrimmage, is coming up and doing a pretty decent job there for the Jays, is Paul Bauer, a 205-pound senior.
Good job by Bauer pursuing that ball right down the line of scrimmage. Got up the field, made a play in the backfield.
Under the lights of Donovan Trumbull from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Jeff Babel, and the wind. Shotgun.
And the breeze.
The wind under breeze. Second down, 9 yards to go. Slough gets the feet again, and again, a short gain relative to what he can relative to what he can break off, and it gets up to about the 42-yard line, and it becomes third down and 5 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull.
And remember, they've got the ability to throw the football here.
With the wind.
With the wind and a big receiver in that slot position.
And he's Burr. Back to pass. Wiltfong fires in the flat, in and out of the hands of Pfeiffer. Incomplete. But that was not anything to do with the wind. That just had to do with, whoa, the hands are there, a little bit cold, and he dropped the ball.
Yeah, he threw a nice play. He looked at, I don't know if he looked away or just came at him quicker than he thought, but just a drop there by the receiver.
Donovan Trumbull's going to go for it on fourth. They've got 5 yards to get there for the first down. They need to get just shy of the 50-yard line to about the 47.
This would be a big play for the Jays right here.
Shotgun Wiltfong. Slot man right side is Pfeiffer. Oh, no, they're going to kick it, and it's a bad kick.
Oh.
And it rolls around down at about the 50-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull...
With a
quick kick, ball bounces off a Ravenna player. Now they say Donovan Trumbull has it back. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about special team wheels of fortune here.
Wow, that was, as you said, a quick kick. He mishit it, really, and it flew into the line of scrimmage, literally, into the lineman. One of the linebackers tried to cover it. Ball bounced funny, and Donovan jumped on it.
So Donovan Trumbull gets it back. At midfield, just inside Ravenna territory, first and 10. Wiltfong firing now across the middle, in and out of the hands of Armin, who dove for the ball, the big 155-pound senior. Unable to come up with it that time, but Donovan Trumbull not seemingly having a problem with the pass.
Their quarterback, he's a big, strong kid. He threw a nice ball. He threw that ball a little low that time, probably trying to keep it down so it didn't sail on him and got just a little too far ahead of the receiver, but he was open.
Second down coming, 10 yards to go. Wiltfong on the option, flips to Slough. Slough cuts it back, got some running room. 40, 35, Slough, 20, 15, Slough, touchdown again. Donovan Trumbull, he just makes it so easy looking.
Well, you know what, that was all on him because they pitched the ball. The defender was in position, looked like it was going to be a tackle for a loss. He put a move on the defender, got north and south like you told him to on the previous play on the punt. And he took that ball to the house, but that was all on Slough and a great offensive play on his part.
26-0. Donovan Trumbull stunning Ravenna here in the first half of play. There's still 2:14 on the first half clock. Wiltfong at the 5-yard line, standing in back of the center. He's got one man in motion. That's Pfeiffer. He's going to chuck it into the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of Burr. Good coverage over there by Ravenna, so the point after is no good. All of the only bad thing you can say about Donovan Trumbull other than the one fumble tonight is that they've been 1 out of 4 on extra point attempts. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the high school game of the week where Donovan Trumbull leads Ravenna 26-0 at 94.5 FM.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Get max comfort, max gas mileage, and max affordability in an 04 Chevy Malibu Max. Has the sunroof, the DVD player, and 90,000 miles. Books for $7,975, yours for $7,375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Slough gives it a ride as the kicker on the ensuing kickoff. And coming back the other way is Chance Bach. He winds his way and twists his way to the 37-yard line. And then a big old flag comes in there. So we'll see how they clear that away. It could either have been a face mask or it could have been an illegal block or clip.
Two flags from two different referees at the same time. So that was a pretty easy call, whatever it is here.
They were kind of like dancing around there. It is a face mask.
A big play there. Yeah, I would think as an official, you got to be careful throwing those flags. They can get away from them and chase them into the end zone if you throw them too high.
Yeah, exactly.
Make sure you got your beanies in the bottom of them things. They get away from you.
Some guy walking out of Walmart in Hastings picks up this yellow hanky, you know?
Exactly.
Well, that was a nice return, and then the 15-yard face mask is going to set him up on Donovan's side of the 50. So, you know, if you're Ravenna, you want to get this score here. You know, although you're into the win, you saw last drive that they had some promising plays, and they need to put it together here.
Ravenna starting inside Donovan Trumbull territory at the 45. Shotgun, Sikowski will option it to the left side. Then he hands off to Boardman. Was trailing him. Well, he was getting a little bit ahead of him, wasn't he? Just kind of a forward belly play.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's the wind or, again, the different quarterback. They're just not smooth in that backfield handing the ball off.
And that was one thing that was impressive about Cremosta when he started the season, and we saw him against St. Cecilia for a sophomore. He had tremendous ability and ball handling and really really drove this offense. I formation, Bach dots the I, gets the handoff, got some running room inside the 40, flag comes in.
Oh, not good when it comes from the back judge like that. Usually a hold.
And a couple of the Donovan Trumbull players are clapping their hands. Pfeiffer says, yep, that's what we wanted to see. And so that'll walk Ravenna back the other way after benefiting from a huge face mask penalty on a kickoff return. Now we'll see where they spot it. Of course, again, that's from the point of the infraction. And he stutter steps again at about the 50-yard line, 45-yard line, and puts the ball down outside the 46 of Ravenna. Second down coming, just under 20 yards to go. They wind the clock with a minute 23.
I was going to say, two big holding penalties on the last two drives that really put the Blue Jays in a bad situation.
Boardman is the up man. Bach dots the I. Single wide out. To the left side, he's shot. Now he'll come in motion from the left to the right. Hand off Boardman. No, they take it away from Boardman. Quarterback Sikowski keeps it for about a yard. And a timeout's going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull. They want that ball back. 58 seconds to go in the first half. They're up by 26 points. And Ravenna has a third down coming. We'll take a one-minute timeout.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The snap is a good one. The handoff goes to Bach on around on a counter, and he'll get back the penalty yardage, and then a yard or so, but it's still going to bring up a fourth down and another timeout taken by Donovan Trumbull before Ravenna can execute their fourth down play. That'll give them some time to talk it over. They have fourth down coming, and we'll call it 8 yards to go. The ball will be spotted inside Donovan Trumbull territory at the 45.
That was a neat little play there. It's kind of a fake the jet sweep, and then they handed the sweep right behind it, which made that lead blocker and let him get around the corner. Looked like he had a chance the first down. It's a good tackle out there on the perimeter to get him still a fourth down play.
Yep, good run by Bach there. And like you said, was just upended by his feet, you know, kind of just out of nowhere. And if not, I think they probably pick up that first down and prevent Donovan from maybe getting the ball back here. And we've seen Donovan throw the ball. You know, it's not out of the question that they might not just chuck up one or two here and score.
Donovan Trumbull wants that ball back. They have not had a scoring drive that's exceeded 3 minutes tonight, so certainly.
You punt the ball here, you go for it on fourth down. What do you do, Jeff?
Well, they're going to punt it.
My gut would say punt. You know, just trying to at least maybe make it a little bit longer of a drive than turning it over maybe at the 40. Maybe try and do what you did last time, get that low line punt.
Boardman might have picked up some confidence on that nice line drive last time. Good snap. And what he's doing is just kind of easing it down the road there inside the 20, goes out of bounds. Nice job again by Boardman. He learned his lesson that first punt, and he's done a great job into the wind the last two.
Yeah, he's really just kind of pooched it.
He really is.
He said he didn't try to get it in the air. He just tried to get it down there and get a drive on it. And that turned out really nice because he kicked it out of bounds and prevented a return from Board.
So Donovan Trumbull has the ball just inside their 20-yard line. They've got 44 seconds on the clock, a 26-point lead, and they want more. Will Funk is in the shotgun. Low snap, recovers, back to pass, slings it downfield. He's got a man, it's Armand, and he's at the 40. Armand to the 30, 25, 20, 10. Armand, touchdown, Donovan Trumbull. Ouch. If you're a Rena fan, ecstasy if you're a Donovan Trumbull fan, because the score goes now up to 32-0.
That was a nice play. Got the ball up. Defender was, it was right there, kind of a play, but the ball carried over the defender's head. A nice adjustment by the receiver just to get underneath it, and then it was just a foot race, and he was gone.
Armand's a big guy and a senior, and he comes into play at very key times for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And that, again, you talk about not needing much time. They had 50 seconds on the clock. They used 19.
They had plenty of
time that time. Wow. Wilt Fong in the quarterback slot comes up closer to a pistol formation on this two-point attempt. That's the only weak thing. They've been 1-for-4 on two-point attempts. Low snap. He'll keep it himself. Goes into the end zone, and it'll be a two-point conversion for Donovan Trumbull. It is 34-0 with 31 seconds to go. I think we'll keep it right here. The Allens of Hastings halftime report is coming up here in a moment. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg 0 and the second quarter. Central Catholic is being beaten 20-0 by, who is that? Butler? No. BC. I'm looking at some of our abbreviations.
Boone Central, okay.
Boone Central's a good team this year.
Thayer Central 14-6 over St. Cecilia in the second. Sutton leading Superior 20-0. Amherst 12-0 over Lawrence Nelson. Those are all second quarter scores. And we're here at 34-0 with 31 seconds to go until halftime on the game of the week. One of the games of the week on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Adams Central traveling to St. Paul tomorrow night. And, we're going to be on KICS on that one, are we? Yeah. Okay, yes, that'll be on KICS 1550 because we've got Storm Hockey here on the Breeze. Omaha Storm for the next two nights after this on 94.5 FM. Squib kick by Donovan Trumbull. It's being mishandled on the front line by Ravenna, but I think the Jays got on it. Eskrit with a nice heads-up play, and it'll be Ravenna with the ball back under a half minute to go and about a half a hundred yards to go.
I see Jeff shaking his head. I don't understand this kickoff. You're kicking with the wind, and you kick three of the ugliest kickoffs I've seen in my life.
Well, of course, they're respecting Sikowski on that because he had a nice run back, I guess. I mean, that's...
That's a lot of respect.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of respect.
I guess so. And Bach, too. There's Bach dotting the I. Sikowski is, it was Bach I was talking about with the nice run back before, aided by a face mask penalty. First and 10, here comes shot in motion right to left. Pitch play mishandled. Ball is on the ground, and we'll see who's got it. If Donovan Trumbull comes up with this and hits another Hail Mary, that's going to be, but that's not going to happen. Ravenna keeps the ball.
Just a toss sweep, you know, on the wind. Had something to do that, or he just tossed it a little strong, but obviously it was bounced right off his hands and almost, as you said, a big turnover. And we've seen Donovan Trumbull could have put 4 points on the board right there.
Third down is not going to come because halftime is here. So after two periods of play, it has been a lesson in offense put on by Donovan Trumbull here, up 34-0 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Back at you with the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up next.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore.
shopping center around. You. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around. You. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Serona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And this is the Allen's of Hastings Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, or you get more Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller, and Jeff Babel along on a dark and blustery night here.
Blustery.
The wind is still out of the northwest at a substantial plus 30 miles per hour. In fact, by the time the youngsters start the state cross country meet in Kearney tomorrow, they're still going to be facing plus 20 mile an hour winds. And so if you're a punter or a cross country runner, this is not your kind of weather here.
Well, and on that course they're running on, if they're running at UNK,
the country club.
Yeah, that's a tough course.
And it doesn't seem like any year they have great weather for it. I mean, it's enough. Why does that happen? Who knows? Why does someone leave an office chair here in the press box? Look
for
at me.
If
the principal comes up here looking for his chair, I'm sitting in it. This is beyond belief here. Donovan Trumbull has a 34-point lead here at halftime, and here's how it got that way, in a hurry. They haven't had. I will average it, but I don't have it right now. The last drive was 19 seconds long. They had a three-minute drive, and they had a couple of one-and-a-half or two-minute drives, and that's been about it. In fact, that first one that got Donovan Trumbull off to the quick start was a 55-yard drive, took 1 minute and 2 seconds. It was a slow, a slough, five-yard run, made it 6-0. Point after was missed. The second score came just into the second period of play. That was their long drive. That was about 80 yards and 3 minutes. Again, the point after was missed. That was a pass to Burr into the end zone from Wiltfong, and it was 12-0. The third score came on a 15-yard slough run. That capped a 1 minute 35-yard drive. That is a 1 minute even period, 35-yard drive, or comma, however you would populate that sentence. And then the fourth score came on a 50-yard slough run, made it 26-0. The point after was good on that one, and an 82-yard pass from Wiltfong to Armin capped the scoring in the first half. Two-point after was good on that. 34-0 is the current score. That last drive started with 50-5-0. 50 seconds to go in the first half. 19 seconds later, they had 8 more points. And Ravenna, of course, just ran out of clock there in their last drive of the first half. So we're at 34-0 right now at the Islands of Hastings halftime report. We're going to give Jeff Babel some time to get individual stats tallied up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Sirona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back again on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. The dance team is out on the field. They got some little bitty girls out there with them.
And one great big lady.
One little gal just jumped up and in the wind just stayed there in the air. No, I'm kidding. But they're coping with the breezes as well. Jeff Babel's been coping with some numbers here. Jeff, how are we looking individually here tonight between Donovan Trumbull and the Ravenna Blue Jays?
Individually, we got some fantastic statistics. Let's start with Donovan Trumbull, the man we've been talking about all night, Slough. He's got 17 carries already for 176 yards. He had a couple of those big runs, including he's got 3 touchdowns. Kenny Pfeiffer, one of those running backs as well, he's got 5 carries for 45 yards, so that's a 9-yard average. That's pretty good. And quarterback Riley Wilfong, 3 carries for 45 yards. And then he's chucked it for 140 yards, three of 6 tonight for him, 2 touchdowns, that big 82-yard one to Armin. That puts Armin over 100 yards receiving tonight, so you don't usually see that when you're expecting with this win. You weren't expecting to see a 100-yard receiver, but that's exactly what we got tonight. Total, that's 266 on the ground for Donovan, 140 passing. That's a 406 total yards already in the first half, and that might get even worse here. Depending on if you're, I think Donovan would get the choice because Ravenna took the coin toss and said we'll take the win. They might set it up to where they'll be into the win for the third and then have the win at their back for the fourth. We'll see. Switching over to Ravenna, Josh Boardman, their big man, 6 carries for 17 yards, and then Tom Sikowski, the converted running back to quarterback. Kind of like a dual threat wildcat thing they got going on. He's been doing pretty good. Looks like 13 carries for 34 yards. And then Bach, the new running back, 4 carries for 11 yards, excuse me. No passing so far for Ravenna. They don't want to take that risk. So 62 total rushing yards for Ravenna. And no passing, so that's 62 total. So 406 to 662, that's quite the difference in the scoreboard, and you can see it on the scoreboard with the 34-0.
Yep. And the penalties as well for Ravenna.
Yeah, Ravenna had 2 huge holding penalties, and then Donovan, they had a 5-yard false starter, and then that 15-yard face mask on the on the kick return, but didn't come back to hurt him. So.
And talking about quick stripe, I went ahead and did the average.
Okay.
45 seconds of drive.
Ooh.
They had for Donovan Trumbull. The longest drive was 3 minutes. The other one, the shortest ones, were 19 seconds and 45 seconds. And the other two came in at plus minus about a minute apiece.
Yeah,
so 45 seconds per drive off the clock. Of course, that's unofficial, but
yeah,
seemed that way too.
And it's a mixture of good field position and their no huddle. You know, we're up here joking kind of during the breaks. They kind of got that Oregon. They hold up those cards and they got four plays on there, and the coach will give them one signal and they'll know exactly what part of that place card they're going to run. So that helps them when they can run the no huddle, doesn't let Ravenna substitute, and they can get these quick plays and then score so efficiently in those 45 seconds. Yeah. It makes Ravenna so tired out there because they can't substitute, because if they do, they might get a 12-minute in the huddle penalty.
Well, but and the athleticism of Slough,
oh, yeah,
and the ability to throw the football just make that, what everything you just said, mm-hmm, extrapolated 10 times worse, because you got to have the athletes to run the offense, and Donovan Trumbull's got some really good athletes, both running and throwing the football.
Let me just tell you that you can get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar, and they'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Might pick up some Halloween candy there, Allen, this time of year.
Boy, you got that right. I wouldn't want to trick or treat on a night like tonight. No, although I suspect in my history there's probably been a few, either my own childhood or my taking the kids around, there have been some substantial weather stories that could be told.
I don't know that we've talked coming in here that on the north end of this stadium, all the corn husks stuck in the fence would be a nice picture. I think Jeff, mm-hmm, got one. He'll probably post it later. But it's kind of an interesting look here in this,
yeah,
wind.
You could rake those all up and then jump on them. But by the time you raked them up and got into your jump, they'd blow away.
Yeah, I mean, it's like those summertime storms when they have high winds and you get those kind of really weird, sort of funny juxtapositions that the wind has thrown a nail through a tree or something like that. This is a little bit like that. The fence facing the north looks like someone spent a week putting corn husks through there and, yeah, decorating. We were walking over toward the concession stand before, and it was kind of like, oh, this would be a nice tunnel walk if you were one of the players.
Yeah,
for a homecoming tunnel walk with all the corn decorations. Our comments and commentary coming to you from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Let's take another two here. We'll be back to wrap up the Allens of Hastings halftime report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, where your score is Donovan Trumbull, 34, Ravenna, nothing. Back in 2 minutes.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Serona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Refresh your fall wardrobe and save some green while you're at it during the Clark's Days at Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings. Try on the Clark's Women's Wave Trek leather lace-ups in black or brown, the Aldea Abode flats, and Ingles Geneva slip-on loafer for modern women's styling combined with comfort and performance. During Clark's Days, save $10 with your Brown Shoe Fit Company mailer. Didn't get one? Just ask for one, and the savings are still yours. For a limited time, only at Brown Shoe Fit Company in downtown Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report, let's talk, guys, a little bit about the playoff implications here between these two teams and some other things we might begin hearing next week. Playoff teams are announced on Saturday. Times will be announced on Monday, so our Platte River radio stations will go accordingly, get you the most number of games from area teams we can based on the agreement of kickoffs and things.
Well, right now, Donovan coming into tonight was number 9 in the power points. You know, roughly that, if you divide it by 2 in the east-west, that's equivalent to a 3, maybe 4, or 5 seed, depending on where they at. With the win here, they might jump up maybe into the top 6 or 7 in the power points. Right now, Ravenna 17 with a win, you'd think they might have been able to host a playoff game. They're probably going to be on the road first round now, unfortunately for them. But Donovan... you know,
Donovan's got two quality losses.
Yeah, they have two losses this year to 7-0 Sutton, who's number 1 in the power points, and then to number 4 Blue Hill in the power points, who's 6-1. So, you know, Donovan Trumbull might, you know, they're going to finish 6-2, probably I would say 6 or 7 in the power points, and then they'll probably be, I would say, probably going west. And in a situation like that where your two losses are probably to the two top two teams there, Donovan Trumbull might be, you know, they're 10 in the Omaha World Herald, and, you know, rankings don't mean much come playoff time, but
you're saying
Donovan's going to be a really good team about quarterfinals, semifinals, and you're not going to want to face a team like this, and especially at home with Jordan Slough running all over the field.
And you're saying they could have three home
yeah,
and it
all depends, you know, what happens tonight and what happens around the state. You know, they could get really high, get three playoff games. They could win, and they might only get two, depending on, you know, where that east-west draw is, depending on how other teams do, like maybe a Blue Hill or a Elmer Murdoch Crofton, teams like that, West Holt. And, you know, some of those teams, West Holt, they're good, but have they played the schedule that a Donovan Trumbull has, where they might be the better seed, but you would think Donovan Trumbull could probably win that game.
Right, and they're hungry.
All right, here's the way. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, your You Get More Superstore, and we are ready to tee things up here in the second half. Ravenna trying to figure something out here to make this 34-0 a little more respectable. They're going to kick to Donovan Trumbull with the win. They give it a ride. This time it bounces inside the 10 but goes out of bounds.
Maybe that's the reason that Donovan Trumbull didn't want to kick it deep, afraid of kicking it out of bounds and giving up the field position, because you've certainly just given the Cardinals a good place to start.
That's true. And like you were saying, Tim Bob, they're a pretty hungry team, Donovan. Like I forgot to mention there that, you know, they had two back-to-back playoff seasons, but they're one and done. This team looks like they've got the hungry, they've got the focus in their eyes that they're going to want to make a big, deep playoff run. And it almost starts right now, you know, kind of work on that thing, get ready for your first-round opponent. You know, and start working on some things here against Ravenna.
35-yard line with the penalty is where Donovan Trumbull will get the ball back here to start the second half from scrimmage. Shotgun formation, Wilt Fong to Slough. Why not? Left side, he'll get pulled down after about a 2 or 3 yard gain. Boardman quickly up there from the linebacker spot to make the tackle.
Yeah, just more of the same here. We'll have to see if... The Blue Jays can bow their neck here and get some pressure against that front line of the Cardinals.
Again, wides both ways. Single setback is Slough. Now a man in motion is Pfeiffer. He'll get the end around. The jet to the right side has a cutback lane out to the 45, and that should get the Cardinals a first down.
Wow, he was just about gone. Went to the right, cut it all the way back. Had a... a touchdown saving tackle here on the backside.
You know, you can't with the wind. So many of these corn stalks or corn shucks or stover, or whatever you want to call it, look like flags on the field. Yeah. It's hard to pick up when they do. Pfeiffer in motion from the left to the right this time. Handoff on the crossbuck. Slough's got it, and he picks his way up to close to midfield. A short gain for Jordan Slough.
It looks like the Blue Jays have shifted to a three-man front to maybe get – oh, Slough looks like he's up slow there.
Yeah, it looked like he was tangled with a Ravenna defender.
Kind of holding the back of his thigh like he could have tweaked a hammy.
That's the last thing you need if you're Donovan Trumbull right before the playoffs and your star player getting tweaked just because of the weather, the score.
Right.
As good as Slough is, though, Pfeiffer's a snoot full from that IBAC spot for these guys,
yeah,
too. We saw him run a little bit last week for a 22-yard touchdown. In motion, Armin, he'll get the jet sweep to the right side, turns his shoulders, gets beyond the first down mark, still on his feet, ball on the ground, far side. Who got it, or did it get out of bounds before Ravenna fell on it?
That's twice they fumbled the ball on that far sideline on a sweep play like that. High and tight, boys. 3 points of contact. Got to hang on to the football.
Donovan Trumbull retains possession on that. So they dodge a bullet, pick up a first down, and line up for another play. Pfeiffer is still standing there in the backfield, and Jordan Slough is on the sideline right now. Looked like he might have pulled something in the back of his leg just slightly, maybe just enough to sit out this for a little bit. Pfeiffer gets the call, gets the run. He's down inside the 15, 10, 5. Pfeiffer, touchdown. I told you, he's pretty good running back on his own.
Yeah, he doesn't quite have the power or the size of a Slough, but he certainly is quick. He hit that hole, got upfield, cut it back to the right, and just took the angle to the end zone. And that's another quick scoring strike that didn't take long either.
That was kind of long. It was a minute 54.
Wow, they're out of control.
Way to milk that clock.
Milk,
yeah,
the clock.
Well, in a situation like that, though, it does get you over that 35-point hump, and now we'll have a running clock.
Shotgun, 2-point conversion attempt. Pfeiffer gets the call, doesn't get the two. And so, just into the third period of play, it is now a 40-0 score. Technically, a running clock will shorten this thing, although that usually never happens. We'll take a 30-second timeout, be back with more. With Donovan Trumbull on top of Ravenna, 40-0 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back into the ballgame to do the kicking. It's a short kick, and it goes right into the midsection of Tyler Douglas, who hung on. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was Alec Cremosti who hung on to that thing. And gives Ravenna a really nice field position here at the 50-yard line, facing a running clock, down 40-0. They've got to get something going here, and we've been saying that quite often. Sikowski's the quarterback. We've got double wides to the right side. Single setback is Boardman. He'll lead the quarterback, Sikowski, through the line, but only for about 3 yards. Second down, 7 coming.
Well, the difference is that this outside, the outside linebacker, outside defensive end for the Cardinals are just not letting them bounce this play outside. On the other side, that's where Donovan Trumbull's making their hay against Ravenna. So it's just the way they're playing defense is just as good as they're playing offense.
Now, Zicker comes back into the ball game as the messenger for Ravenna. Bach is the running back. He moved into that slot when Sikowski needed to take over for the injured Blake Cremosta, who was the sophomore starting quarterback until this game before he got nicked up. Looks like a timeout's going to be called here by Ravenna. We'll take a minute. Back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna taking a timeout back in play now. Sikowski fumbles the snap, picks it up, moves to his left, looking for something good to do. Can't find it. He'll get trapped down about a 7-yard loss. Falls forward maybe 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be third down and 12 or 13 to go.
Yeah, that just bobbled snap. Should have probably just tried to run back to the line of scrimmage and down it, tried to make something out of it. But by that time, the play was out of its element, and there was just too much pursuit.
They're going to send Bach wide to the right side in the slot. Techmeyer wide. Normally, a tight end goes way wide to the right side. Shotgun for Sikowski. High snap. He'll roll to his right, fires downfield. Decent pass over the hands of Bach, however, and that could have been a wind-assisted incompletion.
Could have been. The receiver needed to go a little deeper. If he'd have caught it, he'd have still been short of the first down. But you're right, the ball sailed on him a little bit, and maybe that's why this is the first pass of the night
for
him.
That's what I was just going to say, first pass of the night. You know, I think maybe that last play was a design pass to rollout, but the high-low snap kind of messed it up there.
Boardman, who did a great job of overcoming punting into the wind, had a disastrous first punt, but then two following ones, he really did a great job of coping with it. Now he's going to go with the wind, and again, he just taps it, and the ball just rockets out of there through the end zone, touchback, and Donovan Trumbull will get the ball at their own 20-yard line. Boy, if they could only do that all the time, say the punters, huh? That thing looked like it was filled with helium.
But, yeah, it was going to get away from you either way. That ball, he had to chase that to Walmart.
I mean, he was not even, he applied very little
pressure.
Yep. Donovan Trumbull with a 40-point lead, and the clock at 6:45 to go in the third. Get the ball again. Pfeiffer is still in at running back in place of Slough, who looked like he might have tweaked a muscle a little bit in the leg on the last possession. Pfeiffer gets the call, the carry, and breaks free into the secondary out to the 45-yard line. They may lose a little of the agility that Slough has, although I can't testify to that either. But as far as damage and taking it to the second level, he can do it.
Yeah, he ran strong that time as well. There were a couple of arm tackles he broke. And, you know, he's a quick back, but he's also got some strength in that upper body.
Brings him a first down. The Cardinals first down inside their 44-yard line.
That puts Pfeiffer over 100 yards rushing tonight, too.
So Slough had been in, and he's back out now. I don't know where he was on that last series, or that last play, but Pfeiffer was the ball carrier. Pfeiffer's the ball carrier again, and he stutter steps at the line of scrimmage and gets 1 or 2 yards. Their tailback's a little like the old Barry Sanders. There's, you know, bob and weave and then break one for 35.
Yeah, there wasn't nobody like Barry, though. He did some crazy things on the field, but you're right. But it's same in the respect that.
No, what I meant was, you know, try for three, you know, try, get 2-3, and then all of a sudden, bam, they're gone.
Right. Yep.
Slots to the right, slot to the right side, wides both ways. Shotgun formation, Wilfong back to pass, fires across the middle. He's got a man, and I think it's Armin, and he'll get a first down. Let's see who it is as they unpile. It is Armin, and that's a first down.
Throwing into this wind, he just flat stood up there and threw a nice ball, a strike right to the inside, running a little in route there. And no problem at all with the wind with that pass.
Dare I say it that Armin then got hammered by a defender? Can I say that? First down and 10. The picture cards go up on the near sideline. Donovan Trumbull setting in their plays. All of the Oregon Ducks. They've got stack receivers to the right side. Single wide out to the left side. They hand it off to the tailback. And he'll bowl through for about 4 or 5 yards as they uncover. We'll see if that is Pfeiffer or Slough. I think it's Pfeiffer still.
He's got good vision. He came up into the hole, planted his foot, and just took the opening that was there and picked up a good 4 yards there.
Slough is standing down there on the sideline. He's not sitting. He still has his helmet on, but
I think he Pfeiffer's in it. The coach's boot doing the right thing.
A 40-point lead, yeah. Back to pass, Wilfong again, dancing around. Now he decides to keep it, pulls it down, runs forward for 2 or 3 more yards. It'll be third down and 3 or 4 to go.
Wanted to go deep down the right side, that double coverage by the Jays. Did a smart thing and not throw an interception or not throw it away, especially throwing into the wind. So picked up third and short.
Third and short it is as they look to the near sideline and the black-clad teammates. They use 2 different picture cards over there. For the life of me, I would like to sit down and have someone explain that whole system. For the life of me, it's like
they're going to fly away.
Wow. Yeah. Back to pass on third is Wilfong, and he fires. He's got a man coming back. It's Armin again, and he circles around and breaks free for another 4, 5, 6 yards down to the 25-yard line of Ravenna. Clock is at 2:51 to go in the third period, so in this particular case, the running clock, it does appear to be quickening up this ball game.
He's just throwing at will. I mean, he stood back there and threw a nice curl route there on the right side. I think this is a dangerous team, as you said, Jeff, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Wilfong, 5 of 8 now for 158 and 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, not sure passing the ball either.
Under center now is Wilfong with wides both ways. Single setback gets the feed. That's Pfeiffer coming near side, then cuts it back and gets another 2 or 3 yards, so it'll be second down and 7.
Well, and apparently you're not losing much. Running back in the game.
Slough is still down there. Slough is right in front of us here as he's walking the sidelines.
Okay.
Now they may be going down to number 3 running back. We'll see.
Shupin's in, I think they said. That's the little print up there.
I'll take his word for it. Hang on. There he is. Braden shooting number 40, 42. Oh. And the center to quarterback snap is not clean. And we've got a new quarterback in there, too. That is Noah Keller.
Not
the Ohio Noah Keller. The Kearney / Ohio Noah Keller.
Big substitutions at this point.
Yeah. Third down coming. 9 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull. So they've done all they want to do with their first teamers here. They've got a lot of subs in. A little over a minute to go in the third. Handoff goes and falls on the ground. Again, Shupin can't hang on to the ball that time off the quarterback handoff. That was the first time Shupin had fumbled the ball, but from the quarterback. And so it'll be turnover on downs, and Ravenna will get the ball back. I suspect they'll still be shooting live ammunition, however.
I'm sure they will. They want to make this game a little bit respectable. Donovan's doing the right play. You know, you're heading into the playoffs. You've got a victory in hand. Substitute, make sure everybody gets a little time on the field. But Ravenna's going to want to go and get a score, I would think, before this game's over.
Ravenna with a shotgun formation. Sikowski puts Bakke in motion. They fake it to him, and he'll follow the tackle and go across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Quarterback keeper there. Did he miss the handoff, or was that a fake?
I think the snap was high. The back was by him before he had a chance to get hold of it. So I think he just made the best of a bad situation.
And he did all right. It's second down and a yard to go off of that effort by Sikowski. And that is the end of the third period of play. Let's take a minute here. Be back with the fourth quarter on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 40-0. Donovan Trumbull on top of Ravenna.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second down, a yard to go off of that nice play by Sikowski on the missed handoff. Took it himself and got close to a first down. Long count. He'll take it again. Right side, he's got some running room. Turns upfield, 45. Sikowski, 50, 45. Almost the 40-yard line. Gets to the 40-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. And Sikowski kind of putting the team on his shoulders at this point and his legs.
Well, yeah, that time they got the block on the outside. He's able to turn the corner. And he you've seen he's a good running back. And against this second team, you said he's still shooting live bullets. He wants a touchdown. He doesn't want to get shut out here in the last regular season game.
11 minutes to go in the regular season. Both teams will be back next week somewhere as the seedings occur on Saturday, the times on Monday, so we'll let you know what our Platte River radio stations will be doing with these teams. Boardman gets the fake, and Seekman will keep the ball to the left side. Running room, 25, 20, cuts inside, 15, 10. Seekman at the 5-yard line. Beautiful run and a touchdown by Sikowski. I said Seekman. Sikowski, the 160-pound senior quarterback. Try that again, junior quarterback, with a nice touchdown run from about the 35-yard line. I didn't have anything right on that drive. About a 40-yard run on that from Sikowski. I apologize for that.
The man finally gets in the end zone. He doesn't get his call. What are you doing?
Now we'll try and do better here on the point after.
His grandma's changing the channel as you speak. He's not happy.
No doubt. Trips, they're going to go for two. Boardman, the single setback. Slot man to the right side. Shot in motion left to right. Option right side. Trailing back is shot, but the defender shoots through, and a point after will not be successful. And the score is now 40-6, and we're down to the 34-point margin.
They got to stop the clock.
So they got to start stopping the clock. We're going to take a half-minute timeout. Ravenna kicks next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Like Caleb Gross, who's going to be fallen upon by Donovan Trumbull inside the 30-yard line. A 34-point lead for Donovan Trumbull, courtesy of a nice 40-yard quarterback run. Extra effort by Sikorski, but in fairness, you're right. It was against the second team of Donovan Trumbull, and he made a few of those look
young.
Young.
Like little boys.
There you go.
Yes. The official's hat blew off there. I thought it was going to get away from him. Fortunately, somebody stepped on it for him, and he's got his hat back on.
All right, now I think Pfeiffer's at quarterback. Correct me if I'm wrong, for Donovan Trumbull. He may be a quarterback. No, I'm wrong. It is still Noah Keller at quarterback for Donovan Trumbull. Handoff and gain. And did we get a fumble over there?
No. The coach decided he's had enough of this stopping the clock. He's putting the big dogs back in the game. We have a line substitution.
It looks like hockey. You're right.
Yeah.
Wilt Fong comes back in. Pfeiffer is back in. Armin is in the slot to the right side. So the first teamers are back in now for Donovan Trumbull. And we still have whistles and a Ravenna timeout going, hey, wait a minute. We've seen these guys before. Let's talk about this. We'll just keep it right here. Let's get you up to date on some scores here. Kearney Catholic leading Gothenburg 12-0 in the third. That's in C1. Southern Valley over Centura. Nope, they're tied at 12 in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading Thayer Central now 20-14. Sutton 42 Superior 0. Loup City over Litchfield Albion, or Albion Litchfield.
Ansley Litchfield.
Ansley Litchfield. Alf. 15-6. And Lawrence Nelson leading Amherst in the third, 20-12, in a game that is being broadcast on Classic Hits 98.9 right now. Bertrand.
Over Eustace Farnham there.
Beat Eustace Farnham 50-7.
A lot of those scores you see. You know, I wonder how much the wind's affecting those games too. Probably about as much as here, but you know, you see a lot of those even numbers. It means a lot of 2-point conversions have been tried because of this wind tonight. So you can see the wind affecting not only our game, but every game across the state. We'll see if it's the same way tomorrow night. You know, these are some important games. Who's in, who's out, and it's going to come down to who can control the environment better.
Right. Good call.
All right, now. Time back in. Ravenna called that timeout. Not Donovan Trumbull sent a reservist back in there. Little cat and mouse here between the coaches. You put in your first stringers. We'll put in our second stringers. You put in your second string. We're back to the first string. Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
10:04 on the clock. That is now moving under 10 seconds. The quarterback for Donovan Trumbull is Noah Keller. As we said, a number of reserves in there right now, and they are considerably smaller than their older brothers and cousins. Handoff goes to the tailback, who is Braden Shupin, and he'll get stopped in the backfield. And one of the Ravenna Blue Jays is coming up a little bit slowly.
Well, we're going to see one of these punts with the wind and see how far this one goes.
All right, who's in there doing the punting? It is Slough.
You know, the first punt of the night was kind of like a magnificent thing. Ever since, we've kind of had these low-line drives, though.
There's nobody deep for Ravenna at this point. Now he's backing up. I see. Okay.
And it is a decent kick and a beautiful bounce there by Slough. Bounces out of bounds inside the 40-yard line of Ravenna.
Not a bad kick. Again, I think he wanted to hit it a little higher than that. Came off the side of his foot, but Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure, because I used to punt back when I played football. You know, getting that when you catch it and then dropping it from your hands to your feet, that's only 2 feet. But in a wind like today, you know, it might even move it just a tidge. And if you don't have, like, the perfect form as a puncher,
oh, yeah,
it will ruin your punt.
Yeah.
And, right. and with a bad form, you could whiff.
Oh, yeah.
You
oh,
could
yeah.
whiff it. Good. I've seen that happen.
It could get ahead of you and get off your foot in a hurry.
Ravenna's taking a timeout. Let's take a minute here. You're listening to high school football on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Your score, Donovan Trumbull, 40-6 over Ravenna with 10:06 to go in this one.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at proteamdesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ravenna is putting some subs in as well, to the point of not having them on my roster here. So we're a little deep on the depth chart here for both teams.
They're a little smaller than their predecessors.
Yeah, the quarterback, I think, is Shane Andrews, and Shane hands it off to the running back, gets up to about the line of scrimmage. Donovan Trumbull has its subs in, too, despite the fact that it is a 34-point lead. Like Sam Folker's in on the stop there for Donovan Trumbull.
No, the running back is.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's number 30.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're talking
Sam's
about
Sam's our running back.
He's the running back for Ravenna.
Right.
And now I think Brandon Treffer is in there in the backfield, and he gets the carry and gets up to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it. So it's going to be fourth down and 10. And somebody gets to kick the ball.
Into this win.
Into this win. Maybe. Fourth down coming for Ravenna. Boardman is in there to do the kicking. He has mastered the art of kicking into this win rather well. He's not put a lot of leg in the ball either way, and it seems to have just kind of fooled the wind as to what to do. Again, another light touch on the ball. It's high, but it's not a long one. Takes a little bit of a Ravenna bounce and gets inside Donovan Trumbull territory at about their 48. 7:09 to go.
That one got up in the air a little bit. It held up and wanted to be a net 12-yard punt, I believe.
So Donovan Trumbull will send Keller back in at quarterback. They're still spreading it out. We haven't seen the quarterback for either team do any optioning. It's been pretty much handing it off and hoping for the best at this point. First and 10, slot to the right side. Keller, straight ahead feed to the running back. And Shupin gets maybe a yard or so. Shupin is a ninth grader, freshman.
Yeah, he looks a little small out there compared to the others.
The good thing is about high school football, there's no red shirts you can burn or anything. So yeah, any type of playing experience that these freshmen, sophomores can get can only help Donovan Trumbull in the playoffs and into next year. So
you're right. Anytime you can get them on the field and game-type situations, it's helpful.
They probably play against the guys at practice against varsity. But, yeah, you're right. Friday Night Lights, there's nothing like it.
Yep.
Under center is Keller. Hand off coming to the near side, the running back. Shupin, and he'll get down to the 45-yard line. It'll be third down and a short five to go.
Got outside that time, bounced it to the outside on this right side, and I thought it was a flag, but that's just a corn husk, so never mind. See, that's a big.
That is. It's a flag-sized corn husk.
That's a flag-sized corn husk.
Say that three times real quick and get in trouble. Now they're looking at the sidelines at the pictures. They're so young, they've turned into Sesame Street characters.
Exactly.
The handoff again goes to Shupin this time, and he'll get enough for the first down.
Shupin kind of made a little cut there. He was kind of falling all the way, but he fell for about a 7-yard gain. So he looked like he was stumbling all the way through that run.
Well, he's pretty quick, too. I mean, you know, he's not big, but he's got some quicks to him. Again, Kearney Catholic leading Gothenburg 12-0 in the third. Southern Valley over and Centura are tied at 12 in the third. St. Cecilia, Thayer Central, St. Cecilia leading 20-14. Sutton 42-0 over Superior. Loup City beating, what'd you say, Albion Litchfield?
Ansley Litchfield,
I'm sorry. I made that same mistake twice. Handoff again goes to Shupin, and he'll get caught in the backfield. No gain, loss of maybe a yard. It'll bring up second down, 11 yards to go. Bertrand is leading Eustace Farnham 50-7. Oh, that's a final. That is a final now. Lawrence Nelson leading Amherst 20-12 in the third. By the way, if you want scores, write to your mobile phone, text Platte River Preps. Text the three words, Platte River Preps, but you just make it into one word, to 90210. Not a phone number, but the short code 90210. And you can get these scores as they happen now through the playoffs, because playoffs can happen middle of the afternoon. You want to know what's going on. The athletic directors have through Monday to get their starting times. Okay. So what we will endeavor to do is schedule area teams on the air so that we can get the most number of games on the air. In other words, if there's somebody pops in with an oddball time like 2 o'clock or something like that, and we have a 1:30 and a 3:30, we'll probably take those two games instead of the mid-afternoon. A lot of that, of course, has to do with travel time. Third down coming with 15 yards to go, and Shupin forges ahead to the original line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 10 for the young Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. The reserves playing the reserves here late in the going. 3:43 to go in this ball game. We'll have a short wrap-up. We invite you to go to Platte River Prep's scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9. That's going to be a while away, though, because I suspect we're going to be the early goers home tonight.
We're going home early. You're right about the experience. Just as this play's gone along, the running backs and the linemen have gotten more aggressive, and it's just been a good running experience for them.
Shupin runs for two, but he needed 10, and it's going to turn it over on downs back to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Both teams just say, okay, this is where it's going to end in terms of the outcome on this, so let's get some of our younger folks in here because we've got playoffs to go, and they're both hoping a couple of playoff games at least, if not a state championship.
Yep, and like you said, you know, getting the experience. Early on, we saw a lot of miscommunications, maybe some bad snaps. You know, now it's kind of efficient. Get that rust off, those cobwebs gone. You know, we're just going to try and get out of here without any too much injury. Get ready for the playoffs next week.
Blue Jays have Andrews under center. He ends on a quick opener, and Nazicki has some nice yardage out to the 50-yard line and falls into Donovan Trumbull territory. Nazicki is a 140-pound. He's listed as a wide receiver, but obviously out of the running back spot, in fact, the up-back spot on that, he's a junior.
Well, we should have a lot of, as you said, playoff games. We've got a lot of area teams with a chance to go a long way. Adam Central, of course. Giltner. Catholic, Giltner, Donovan Trumbull team. Should be a lot of games.
High formation. Andrews hands off to the up man, Nozicka. And he'll forge forward for another 7, maybe 8 yards. When they unpack, we'll be able to tell exactly what that is. But it keeps the clock alive at 2:43. And Ravenna getting some time under the lights offensively.
We were joking, me and Tim Bob there, that when they had the first down, the refs were quick to get that ball set because they're cold down there. They want to get out of there.
They want to go. Move the clock.
Second down, just a little less than 5. Andrews keeps it. Gets a first down, I think. He'll fall forward to the 35-yard line. So Ravenna threatening now to get on the scoreboard a second time. They do have enough time to get there, 2 minutes and 18 seconds, as they move the chains and set the ball just outside the 35-yard line. It's all basically cleanup at this point, as you possibly know. When you when you come out of the halftime and you're down 40-0, there's not a lot of reversals unless you got the Peyton Manning guy at the quarterback slot. Handoff goes to the running back down inside the 20, 15, still churning away. Nice effort there by Sam Folkers, a 130-pound. Again, he's listed as a wide receiver, but obviously running out of the running back slot. He got some nice real estate there and was running out of bounds finally just outside the 10-yard line. I like the way he had his legs still churning as he was being run out of bounds.
Yeah, he was running really great. He's got a little swagger in his step now. Give me the ball again, coach.
He dots the eye, and Andrews does exactly that. Here he comes to the near side. He's at the 10, the 5, and dives ahead. Did he get into the end zone? I don't think so. Sam Folkers down to about the 1-yard line. Nice run there on the near side, sweep. And Donovan Trumbull may give up their second score to Ravenna here momentarily. Clock at a minute 40 and stopped. It's still a runaway. Donovan Trumbull has a 34-point lead here with 90 seconds or thereabouts to go. Andrews under center, though, and drops the ball. Ball is squirts loose, and a Ravenna player falls on it, so disaster avoided. Andrews recovered the fumble that scored it out from the quarterback center exchange.
But you know, the older guys will give them a hard time. Like, you gave up our shutout here, guys.
Yeah.
We won the varsity game, but you didn't do as well in the JV game.
Second goal at the 5-yard line after that fumble. Handoff again coming near side. Folkers gets into the end zone. Touchdown for Ravenna. And so the reserves put another 6 on the board for Ravenna against the reserves for Donovan Trumbull's defense, I might add. And it is now a 28-point Ravenna lead. Call that a 7-yard run or a 5-yard run?
Five-yard
yep. Folkers run. A go for two. Andrews under center. He'll keep the ball himself. Left side. Dives. Actually, he didn't have to dive. He steps into the end zone for two. And it is now 40-14. And Ravenna pulls to within 26 points.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Well, you know, we'll have some swagger. We got 14 on these guys, and you got nothing, as I recall.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see if Donovan Trumbull just takes two or three knees and gets out of here, or if they try to work some more JV action, you'll get maybe two or three more play calls under their belt.
Yeah, no sense taking a knee. You know, run the kids. Again, like you said, every experience they can get is a positive one in a win like this. And a coaching, teaching moment. Where are you supposed to line up? Where are you supposed to be?
Exactly. You can put it on film, sit there and analyze the film.
Sure.
Show each freshman, sophomore what they got to do.
And it's nothing like being on the field. I mean, it's one thing to show them on the film room, yep. But to be on the field and go, where am I supposed to be? The lights are on, and to get that comfort. Done this before is a big thing.
Ravenna will kick off after that touchdown that made it 40-14. It's a low kick. And it is finally fallen upon at the 34-yard line by Donovan Trumbull. Speaking of alternate sports, we'll have day-long coverage of the state cross-country meet from the Kearney Country Club on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow night here on The Breeze 94.5, you've got hockey action, the Storm hosting Omaha. That will be a 7:10 pregame, 7:30 puck drop, and then Saturday night, 6:45 pregame, 7:05 puck drop as two old foes, rivals, the Lancers and the Storm, the next two nights after this here on The Breeze 94.5. Ravenna will take Donovan Trumbull will take a knee now, second down and 10, clock still running, and so that's about the way it's going to end here, 40-14, Donovan Trumbull easily pulling away from Ravenna. They had a 40-0 halftime lead, came out with the running clock. Ravenna against reservists for Donovan Trumbull got a touchdown. brought it under a 35-point bulge, and so we've had regular clock here for the last couple of minutes, but it's still going to be the probably one of the earliest games of the night here. They won't get another snap off, won't have to, with 13 seconds to go, so stick a fork in it. It is done here at Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals defeating the Blue Jays 40-14. We'll take a couple of minute timeout, add up the stats, and be back to wrap things up here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
The Breeze 94.5. All your favorites, absolutely free.
God, I love radio.
The Breeze 94.5.